We really appreciate you, man. Your name comes up a lot, dude.
And you've done a lot for us, and we don't take it lightly.
I really appreciate you guys, too, because I saw you guys what you were doing.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Dude, you were a believer before I was a believer, because you were like, you know what's going to happen? You're not going to have the problem of it growing too slow. It's going to grow too fast. And I kind of felt that. It had never been verbalized. Yeah. And then when you said it, I believed it more than, I believed you more than I believed myself.
Yourself,
I was like, oh, damn, it is going to happen like that. And then now to see it happening in real time, I'm like, dude, John's
because
a man.
Of what I saw. So, yeah. You know, it's like, you know, I don't tell that to everybody.
Something's about to happen. Yeah,
exactly, because you were saying all the right things, and you were doing all the right things, yeah. Both of you. And then, you know, when you have a team together, a team goes much further than one person.
Yep.
And then you guys also, you know, your whole concept of bringing a team on, that's what's really going to take you guys to a whole nother level.
Dude, we have like 30 sales,
yeah.
But there's probably like 50 people working for free on the same common goal right now.
Yeah.
And every day somebody new arrives.
Wow.
So sooner or later there's going to be like 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Just chiseling away every day. So I'm like, dude, if you break down the numbers, right? Let's say like you're going to make $1 billion at $20 an hour or 50 bucks an hour, right? Yeah. Deconstruct it. How much money is that over the course of 30 years or a lifetime, right? So one person, it's 400 million hours or whatever the number is. Now what if there's two of us? Yeah. What if there's 200 of us? Yeah. What if there's 2,000 of us? Yeah. What if there's 20,000 of us? That V turns in like $43 an hour. Yeah. So if we're all working on the same common goal, right? And that number of hours at that scale, it sounds like a V is not that far away.
Exactly, that's how you did it, right? I mean, it takes a group.
Every MLM company ever in history that's ever been made, right, they go straight to a B. It's like a small number in an MLM company.
But you know who also benefits so much is all of these people doing it.
The community
comes in.
The Daphne's.
Right now, will take
there she is.
Just like Daphne, it's a lifetime education that they never get out of their head. Just like when I learned it 40 years ago, I got it in my head, I couldn't get it out. So for the rest of my life, I'm in the business.
Yep.
Yep.
So there's a guy named Matt Morrow that I know. He has a channel called Vegas Matt. He does gambling online, like in Twitch. And he was an old school MLM guy that blew up. And one time I was like going to Vegas, I was like, dude, is there any way we can meet up and talk or whatever? He's like, come to my house, pick me up, drop me off, everything. And that guy right there, he's the one that first told me that is like the kind of the people you're going to be around is what your future's going to be like. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. But he kind of like cemented that in stone for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Choose them carefully, because that's the direction you're going, for sure.
One of the quotes he had, it said, if you got good at multi-level marketing, he said, you will be disproportionately better at business than your competition. So just do it.
Absolutely right. I mean, that's how I started, too.
Yeah.
What companies
were there?
Four or five, but
I love it, dude.
I did too. Well, I'm second generation, so you know I always saw it on the first generation. So it's just like that's where I learned, and most people, by the way, you learn your sales skills there.
Yeah.
Your person-to-person skills.
Pitching, everything, connecting.
Yeah, and then you understand the tools, and you've got a business. You can take that and apply it to your own business, whatever you want to go do. You know, I applied it to a furniture store. Boom, you know, then real estate. And my dad said, what are you doing? Using the skills I learned over here. Transfer them over here.
I feel it too, man. We really do love connecting. We enjoy making large amounts of capital, right? Because it's kind of like the fun game that we play.
Yeah.
But the relationships we make, like when we hang around with people like you, and Ryan yesterday, and just the Charleses from HBHS, like the people that we hang around, they make us feel so good, dude. Like when the check hits, like it feels good for a little while, it's a little high, and then before you know it, it's gone. But having friends like you and these guys, it makes us feel like, damn, every time we go somewhere, like what did I do to deserve to have a good relationship with this guy? Because it makes you feel that good, like damn, so appreciative.
Well, it goes right back to the other way too. There's two people I'm always dealing with. Somebody who says, I want to do that, and then they never do anything.
We know a couple.
And then a guy like you who then, you know, I get my feedback the same, you know, vibe and the strength and there's also the spiritualness of it all, too.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
It feeds your spirit, and then that's what you get up in the morning and say, okay, boom, I want to do this, I want to go that. And then at the same time, it creates a competition. Oh, this guy's doing this? Okay, I got to step up.
I'm going to try this.
I got to step up. Yeah, because you're always stepping up.
Yeah.
And that's why competition is so good.
I love it, man. And so we love the competition, like from the sport aspect, and then also the collaboration aspect. We're like, hey, we're all in competition, but we're all playing the same game.
But you're playing the same game. Yeah. We're all on the same team. But it's like you look at, you know, football players the same way. They're all on the same team, but they're giving each other, you know, pushing each other, really, is what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Push each other to greatness.
We push each other to the goal line.
We love it, man. Something I wanted to point out real quick so it's not left off the table is that John was coaching us before Hivemind even started. You know, we met him about the time when it was going to launch, and he's really been like a dad, a father figure to us, a brother, and we love him to death, man. So a lot of this has been shaped by you. And when you tell us something, we don't like, John said, but I know better. Like when you say something, we automatically like think this should be implemented immediately. How do we fit it in? So we have a lot of love and respect for you, man. I don't know if you know that or not.
I appreciate that. But I also know you guys are, you're doing that with several people, right? So you got good mentors that you're working with.
Yeah.
Just like we all do. And then you're mentoring other people. It's just a big circle. It works for everybody.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you guys. Working with you guys because
and we're honored to have you working with us, man. Like we're so thankful.
Like,
we bring you up all the time, man.
I gotta do this, I gotta do that. What are they doing now? Okay, I gotta do that. Getting you guys in my schedule.
Yeah. So whenever you call us, man, it means a lot. And then I feel like every conversation we have, we're not really talking about too many deals, but you're like teaching us other principle, like profound things. And we're like, dang,
principle
John, like
business.
Yeah, this guy has his stuff together because it's very high level stuff. Right? It's not necessarily about a property and flood zone and all that, but you're like, hey, in business, just so you guys don't go to prison for life, you should probably do this, man. So it's like, it means a whole lot. Like, you're not looking out for our financial stability. You're looking out for our safety and our freedom, man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
it's way, way deeper than a business relationship, man.
Because when you go through it, then you don't want somebody else to go through it either.
Yeah,
you know?
So
you learn through our mistakes, right? That's the best way we learn. And we're always going to make mistakes, and you learn from them, and you go on, and then you see, you know, just help other people do the same thing.
Yeah,
I really love working with you guys, and can't wait to see what you guys are doing next, because now it's beyond me even trying to predict where you guys are going to go.
I keep
seeing you here, and the next thing I know, you're up here already. Hi, what happened?
So,
where did this come from? Exponentially growing like crazy.
It's so good.
Where is
it going?
What does legacy and impact mean to you? Because I feel like you've impacted a lot more people than realize.
I think about it, you know, and I think about being able to, you know, it's like you hear all these stories saying, well, at the end of your life, you got to, you know, answer to somebody and they'll say, what did you do?
Yeah.
And so that's always a thought in the back of my head. You got to do good, and you got to help people. And the bottom line, because I just preach this to everybody I teach, it's always about helping somebody else, because that's the only thing you really can do. If you boil everything down to it in our business, all we're doing is helping somebody else. Yes, it helps us, and it helps other people, helps our team, helps our business, but we don't really care about
the
money.
That was never the target.
Yeah,
that was never the
target. Once you get to a certain pot of money, it's not about the money. It's about helping the other person to get everybody moved up. That's basically what it is.
Some I have never met another person on the planet, okay, and this be blood, non-blood, friends, non-friends, and strangers. I've never met anybody on the planet that has the same heart as me, as you.
I think so,
Daniel. When I met you and the things that you say and the way that you teach and the amount of sincerity that you have, I'm like, dude, this guy is me in another body. Like, how in the hell did this happen? It's like a paradox. Like, you're never going to meet somebody like that. And somehow we happened into each other. And, yeah, man, I see you. Like, I hope that I could live up to be like you. But we think so, so much alike. And we love people so much. And we really do care. It's like, oh, man, like, I don't. There's no way for me to question you.
Yeah.
And say, like, is this guy being sincere? Because the things that you say, it's like, for sure.
Yeah,
yes.
Like when you were describing your first deal to me before I ever really talked to you, I'm going, these are the advanced deals that I'm doing that, you know, nobody knows these things. I'm thinking, how is this guy doing it? And I, right away, I said, this guy has a brain for it. You know,
yeah.
He can figure it out. He goes quickly to it.
And it's not, I don't care nothing for myself. Like, yeah. Of course I'm trying to make profit, but I don't have to be the winner. Yeah. Maybe I can solve this deal. I make zero. The seller makes everything they needed to make, and then I help them win.
And that's how it works. So that's what I'm seeing. I'm saying, this guy knows the right way to do it, right? Yeah. So it's all about that. It's not about just, because those guys always end up broke. And out of business, right?
And you're a hustler, you're a street hustler, crappy.
But, when I'm talking to the seller, it's always, I'm listening. How do I help this guy? Or whoever I'm talking to, right? How do I help them with this problem? It's a problem. They may not even tell me it's a problem, but you and I both know that's a problem.
This guy needs a lot of help, whether he knows it or not. Yeah.
Exactly. They wouldn't be on the phone with you if it wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
Period. They would never take that call if it wasn't a problem.
I feel that about you, man. I love that about you. We spend a lot of time together on Clubhouse, and you gave us a lot of your time. And the things we learned from you, man, I'm like, damn. It would have been hard for us to end up here if you hadn't helped us. And then that's something that comes up very often. So I don't know if you know that or not, man. Yeah. Yeah. And every time I talk to you, I'm like, damn, guess what John said. I'm like, it's just so much game. But it's just your giving spirit. And then for you to be able to change people's lives with just a bunch of words. Right, just that transference of knowledge or energy, like, man, it's more than we could ask for, dude.
And you don't get out of the habit. I do that every week with people, so it's like, keep at it. It gives me something to strive for at the same time.
Yeah, I love it, man. We do the same thing. I know you see it. I don't know if other people see it, but yeah, just super blessing to you, man. Thank you for everything.
Me too. Love you guys.
Love you too, man. You made Daniel cry, bro.
Oh, man. Don't you, Daniel. Don't you make me cry. Stop it.